Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this extended Labor Day weekend. A giant of a show this week. Unfortunately, we have bad news to announce because of the loss of my dear friend Bob Barker. We just had him on the show a couple of weeks back, and he meant a great deal to me. My first guest will be a repeat of one of the many interviews we did to Bob as a tribute to this great broadcaster and human being. Also on the show, Julia Louise Dreyfus. From the Smothers Brothers, Tommy Smothers, singer Melissa Manchester, comedian Tom Dreesen, and then we're going to talk about volunteering and how to buy the right kind of insurance. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause for only a moment. When we come back, our tribute to one of the great broadcasters and fine humanitarians, the late Bob Barker. We're back with Ron Segi today. I wish I didn't have to do this segment of the show because it's very sad to me. A few weeks back, we had on my dear friend Bob Barker on the show. He sounded great, but this past week, we lost Bob at the age of 99. His 100th birthday would have been this December. Bob had a huge influence on me getting into the broadcasting business. I first met him when I was 7 years old, watching him do Truth or Consequences at the El Capitan Theater. And over these many years, Bob and I have remained friends. He's been on the show several times. He was first class. And here is one of the last interviews that we did with legendary broadcaster Bob Barker. And over 19,000 guests that we've had on our show over way too many years, our next guest is one of my favorites. And I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and I actually just picked up the phone and called him because I always have such a good time talking to him. He is the best at what he does. Believe me when I tell you, what a broadcaster. And he's probably, and I think he knows this because I've told him before, responsible for what I'm doing right now. Joining us is legendary broadcaster, our friend, and I'm proud to say that, Mr. Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron, and I'm doing even better after hearing that flowery introduction.
Well, I'm just so glad that you agreed to do this today because
it's been an awful long time to make up my mind.
That's right. And that has
you
me a little
called, and I said, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I said, what do you want to do? Bobby says, how about now? I said, hey, that's a good time as any. You know, I meant what I said, Bob, and I probably have told you this more times than you want to hear it, but when I was... And I really shouldn't say
it. Listen, I never get tired of hearing the kind of thing you said.
Well, okay, but I was about 7 years old, and I had a trip out to California, and all I wanted to see was Tennessee Ernie Ford and Bob Barker. That was it, okay? And ironically, both of you were at the El Capitan at that time because you were doing Truth or Consequences, and he was doing an afternoon show, I think. And I went to see your show very early in the morning on the West Coast.
Right.
And even at that age, I was engrossed and taken in by how smooth, how much fun you look are having, and how professional you were. And I came home, and I told my parents, they asked, what do I want to do? And they expected to hear, you know, firemen, or hopefully my father wanted to hear a storm window salesman, because that's what he did. And I said, I want to be an announcer. I want to be a radio and television announcer like Bob Barker. And I got to be honest with you, that had a huge influence when I started at age 14. So I want to thank you, Bob.
Well, I'm proud to have had any part of it. Thank you.
And it's a long time since Donuts and Bob Barker and then Bob Barker and Donuts. Remember the sign?
Oh, yes. When I first started, when that show that I was doing there at the El Capitan was Truth or Consequences, as you say. And that was my first national show, and I had just started when we were there. And they, on the marquee, they said, what was it, fresh donuts or whatever?
Yeah, because it was early in the morning, yeah. It was early in the morning, and they wanted to get
it
people.
Said, free donuts. And Bob Barker.
Yeah.
And after I'd been on the show for 2 weeks, and it was a sealed deal, they decided I was the man, Then I insisted they change it to Bob Barker and Free Donuts.
I love that. I love that story. I really do. And the other thing that always amazed me, in fact, I tell this story to this very day. As a youngster, I would watch back east where I lived, and I couldn't understand how these people in the audience were always laughing at the beginning of the show. I thought to myself, what could possibly be so funny? And then I learned how just a few moments before the show actually aired that you did a shtick on stage. The one time that I was there, it was two sailors you picked from the audience.
Right.
And you asked them, who gets dressed faster for a date, a man or a woman? And then you told them, whatever's in the suitcases, put on. And as soon as they start putting on women's clothing over their sailor outfits, you panned the audience, got the laughter, and that's how the pro did it.
That's it, the suitcase race.
Yes.
We used that for years.
Yeah, what a great idea. Bob, you started in radio, though. I think you told me that you impressed the manager of the radio station because you went in with your military uniform.
That's right. I had never been in a radio. I came back. I was a naval aviator.
Right.
And when I got back, I wanted to go ahead and finish college, but I was married by then, and got married, and I got my wings. And I wanted a job part-time, and I didn't know what I was going to try to find, where or when, how I was going to try to find a job. And I heard about the manager of a radio station who was crazy about airplanes. And it occurred to me that if he was crazy about airplanes, he might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him. So I put on my wings of gold. My uniform fit me then. I put on my wings of gold, and in I went, and he and I talked for about 45 minutes about airplanes, and I had my job.
Wow.
That's how I got started.
That's a great story.
I owe it all to the United States Navy.
Wow. And then you became a disc jockey there, right?
Oh, I did everything. It was a little station.
Yeah.
And in those days, in a little station, I did news, I did sports, I did have record shows, and eventually I did an audience participation show. I had never been in a school play. I had never been a debater. I had never done anything in front of an audience.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And I was the announcer on duty, and I knew this show, this little show that we did right there in the studio, and I knew the show because it was on my shift. And one day the MC didn't show up. He was never ashamed to take a drink, and I think he had one too many. And he didn't show up, and the manager rushed in. He said, Bob, you have to get in there and do that show. Well, I knew the show because it had been on my shift, and I went running in there, and before I could become nervous, I was doing it.
Wow.
And it went really well. And when I got home, fortunately, my wife had heard the show. And she said, Barker, that's what you should do. You did that better than you've ever done anything else.
That's great.
And that's when we set out to get me a national show. That's how it started.
But she produced a little bit of the radio show after a while, didn't she? Didn't she help you out in that area?
Oh, yeah. She produced my shows, and she wrote the shows, and she was very much a part of it. When we came out here to California, she went right to work with me on the shows here, and I got a show very quickly, fortunately.
Wow.
And without her, I probably would have never done it.
Yeah. What a lady she was, too.
Yes, sir.
I know that for a fact. And your work over the years with animals is phenomenal. The last time we chatted, in fact, we were talking about you on the air a couple of weeks ago with some woman that was dealing in animals, and I was telling her of the story you once told me, and it just affected me about elephants and their memory and the fact that they're being, you know, they come to their demise just because people want to take the ivory from their trunks, and the great memory that they have even when another elephant passes. I've never forgot that story.
I don't remember the story you're talking about.
You had said
there are a lot of beautiful elephant stories.
Yeah, well, you had told me one time that there was an elephant that passed away, and the other elephants actually knew that. I mean, they almost sensed that there was a death in the family. And I don't know if I'm getting the story right, but the message certainly was very important, and that is, you know, they're a big animal, but they're a gentle animal, and they're in jeopardy of losing their existence.
Oh, they are. Those people out in Africa and in various places where elephants flourish, they're killing them right and left and selling the ivory. It's terrible.
Yeah. Bob, do you miss being in front of the camera?
I loved what I did. I really did. And I don't miss it. No.
Really?
But I don't. I did it for years and years and years, and I never one day did I ever get up and think, oh, I don't want to go to the studio today.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sure.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. The good Lord watched over me. He got me doing something for my entire lifetime, my adult lifetime, that I loved. I just have nothing but sympathy for some poor guy who gets up in the morning and thinks, oh, I don't want to go to work,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And, Bob, you're so smooth. I mean, you were absolutely the smoothest of anyone. I really mean that. I'm not saying that because you're on the show with me and I've known you for a long time. You really are.
Just give me a call. Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, this is the ultimate broadcaster.
Always a pleasure. It always is.
Thank you, Bob. That means a great deal to me, my friend.
All right.
Okay. Bob Barker. I'm going to miss you, Bob. We'll be right back.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. And our next guest is a fixture on television. Her show is returning, actually, to HBO, Veep, after a couple-year hiatus. Joining us right now is Julia Louise Dreyfus. Hello, Julia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it seems like only yesterday when we were talking about the show, and I love the show.
Thank you. How nice of you to say. Yeah, well, I love doing it. It's an absolute gaff.
See, I feel like you've never really left, and I know you've heard this a million times, because I'm one of the Seinfeld junkies that watch all the reruns every day. I got like an hour and a half of you every day and still can't get enough. I want you to know.
Thank you. I know we're on a lot, aren't we?
Oh, boy, I tell you so. And you never get tired of it. You know, my wife says, you know, you could lip sync those episodes. And I said, you know, but I love them. You know, I can't get enough of it. You know? Now, the show is coming back. Is it retooled a little bit, Julia?
Only slightly. I mean, the premise of the show is the same, and the cast is the same. The difference this season is that we have a studio audience, which I am secretly or not so secretly delighted about, because it's hard to do comedy in a vacuum, and it's great to get the response, you know, from the studio audience.
Sure, sure.
So that's been very energizing. And the real-time aspect of the show, less pronounced. I mean, a couple of the shows are in real time, but you would never notice, and there's no clock. But essentially, I'm not sure that you're going to notice gigantic differences, except I would say also that the comedy is slightly heightened, and I believe that's by virtue of the fact that we have a studio audience, to tell you the truth.
You know, I was going to ask you if the clock was going to appear, because I think when I talked to you the last time, I mentioned that I liked the idea of the clock, but after I watched it a few times, the problem was I was watching the clock.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was... I agree with you. I think it was irritating.
Yeah, it reminds me when I watch, like, these news shows on cable, and they've got, you know, a guy talking, and then they got the news underneath it. I don't know whether to listen or read, you know?
I know. I find that very distracting.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you got a studio audience. I think that's going to be a great addition, because, you know, whenever I see comedy, like in a movie,
yeah,
I think to myself, how do they do this? How do they react when there's nobody reacting to what they should be reacting to, because there's nobody there but the cast?
I know. I think that's probably one of the reasons why it's really hard to do a good a comic movie,
yeah,
to tell you the truth. They're few and far between, but it's really great to get that response. I can't tell you how great it is, and I think that you'll be able to see it in the shows themselves. They're very, I would say they're even funnier.
I think it's a great idea. You know, when you talk about people who depend on response from the audience, an actor, you know, like a Harrison Ford, he's not used to going into a room having applause or laughter, but someone like yourself who's used to having someone laugh or clap, when you don't hear that, you don't know if you're dying.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, and if the crew laughs after they say cut, then you know you got something. But, you know, also I think from an energy point of view, I think it's really an exciting, it elevates performance,
mm-hmm,
to be in front of an audience. And that was true not just for me, but I think for the whole cast. You'll see. The comedy is definitely highlighted this year. And I think that's important because, particularly nowadays, I think it's really, really good to get a good laugh in. It's good for the soul.
Now, is your boyfriend, he's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still there. And the relationship is sort of completely falling apart, so that's good. And, I mean, that's good comedically.
Comedically,
so there's
sure.
And the fact that there's a lot of comedy to be mined out of that scenario in my... the fact that it's not working out well for her is going to, I think, work out well comedically.
Well, that's good. That's all that matters, if it works comedically. Now, I want to know if my favorite, other than you...
Don Lake. Have you ever in your life seen anybody as funny as Don Lake?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious. He is so great. And, yes, he's completely back. The very first show that we're playing, not in that one, he's in... he missed two of the shows this season, but that's it. And... you know, he, by the way, is the executive producer of the Bonnie Hunt Show. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, he is the executive producer of that show. And it just so happens that the Bonnie Show is shot on stage 6, and we're on stage 5 on the same lot. So he was just running back and forth all the time. But he's the greatest guy in the universe.
You know, when you say that, I guess the reason why you can't imagine it, I am assuming that you're thinking the same thing because you said it, is the fact that when you see somebody in a very, very funny role, you can't picture them in an administrative role.
I know.
I'm a fan of the old Andy Griffith shows, and there was that screwball that used to live in the woods called Ernest T.
Yes.
And he was like the writer and director character for like 15, 20 episodes look like a goof on television. So,
okay, that's all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, I think you learned something. This is a very educational show, Julia.
Isn't this something?
You know, you kind of thought you were going to be on a variety show today. This is really education.
This is, I think I might get a degree.
This is Entertainment 101. I failed to mention that at the beginning. Is it tough, and I think you've been asked this probably a million times, but is it tough to, you've been more successful with this than anybody, to step out of those characters that I remember on Seinfeld and do something different, because you're the only one that's really lasted longer than anybody as a spinoff, which I think is really proves your power in the business.
Well, I don't know that it's tough to step outside the characters. You know what's tough? It's tough to have success in show business.
Yeah, that's true.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really what we're talking about. And you're just lugging away at it. Keep going. And, you know, some things click and some things don't. The problem with success is then you want it all the time and it's, you know, you can't always get it all the time. And, oh, my God, what a tough business this is.
No, it is a tough business. Mm-hmm. And especially when you do so well with a character or with a show. I don't know, for example, if Lucille Ball, and she did it, but I don't know if she did with a lot of credibility, did serious roles because everybody's used to seeing the class clown.
Right.
If someone came to you with something that was, I mean, really serious, like, you know, you played like a serial killer or something, would you do it and would you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, if the script was right, I guess I would. I mean, would people take me seriously as a serial killer? Yeah, maybe they would.
A funny serial killer.
Kills them with laughs.
With laughs. Good line, I like that. They die with a laughing side ache is what they do.
But, you know, the other thing, too, that I want to just point out is that having had the success of Seinfeld, you know what's nice about that, among many things, but one thing that's nice as I'm doing this show, that I think people are comfortable with sort of seeing me on television. And I think there's something to that. There's a comfort level there. They feel like they know me. And I think that that can work to my advantage with this show, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You're a friend. I mean,
Yeah. You
appear to be everybody's friend, which is tough when you go into a restaurant because then everybody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true.
But the fact of the matter is you come across
as a regular person. And I mean that as a compliment.
I know. I'm very happy about it. Very happy about it.
Now, the big question is, and my producer wanted me to ask you this.
All right.
Are you going to do the famous dance on this? Is this a different situation where you got a little bit more rhythm?
I think she's got a little bit more rhythm.
Well, candidly, I don't think she could have any less rhythm, do you?
But I will tell you that she does have a tendency to make it of herself physically. So don't worry. The laughs will still come.
The laughs will be there.
Yeah. May you be correct, and thank you for all your kind words.
Thank you, Julia. It's always nice having you here.
Thank you.
Our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
A very talented and sweet lady. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
USA News Update. President Biden on Saturday toured parts of Florida that were ravaged by Hurricane Idalia. Singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett died at the age of 76. He was as famous for his tunes such as Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise as for his laid-back style. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, well known for decades of Democratic Party politics, died at the age of 75. Richardson was the Energy Secretary and United Nations Ambassador in the Clinton administration and spent his later years trying to free detained Americans. Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 is expected to pull in at least $30 million and could become the second biggest Labor Day weekend opening in history. Another movie, Barbie, has overtaken the Super Mario Brothers movie as the top film of the year worldwide. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom, and
why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
You always picked on me. You and mom... You and my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why?
Never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, man.
Mom liked
I could literally listen to those two guys forever and ever and ever. They are so funny, and they're such great people. A couple of weeks ago, we had Dick Smothers on the show, so we thought we'd get the other half of the team here. And a few years back, we did a remote broadcast from Harvey's over there in Lake Tahoe, and the Smothers brothers were playing across the street at another casino. We invited them over to do our radio show, and then they invited us over to watch their show on stage that evening. And I have to tell you something. We spoke about wine, and I learned far more about wine than I ever wanted to know. Our guest, 50% of the Smothers brothers, Tommy Smothers. Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear your voice. I miss your face, though.
Well, I want to tell you something. We had a good time. You were so gracious to come across the street and do the show with us, and then have us over to see your show, and we had a terrific time. We were Judy Tenuta that night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a terrific time, and I want to tell you, Yo-Yo Man is the hit. Love it. Love the Yo-Yo Man.
Did you like the rest? Did you like the rest of the show?
Oh, no, I just stayed for the Yo-Yo Man part. No, I love the rest of the show. Of course I did.
It's kind of funny, Ron, because we do an hour show, or whatever is required, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and we do a lot of stuff in the first show with our piano player and our band and stuff, and we close the show with the Yo-Yo Man. It's not me. The Yo-Yo Man's another guy.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
But whenever the show's over, everybody says, gosh, that Yo-Yo Man was really great. I said, what about the rest of the show?
I had my two sons with me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, they have grown up on the Smothers Brothers because, you know, I'm always talking about clips and stuff and so on and so forth. And they walked away saying the Yo-Yo Man is like the hit.
Huh?
I mean, and you want to know something? You're really good at that. I mean, you'd be in a circus or something, you know?
Well, you know, if there was other good Yo-Yo players around, I wouldn't look so good. See, I'm about a 9 handicap on the Yo-Yo, but since not many people do it, and I do it to the music, and I have a brother doing it, makes me look a lot better than I am. I'm a little better on the yo-yo than I am at golf.
But you see, the whole thing, and I'm sure you've come to this conclusion, is that appearance is 100% of what goes on here, because you come out looking the appearance with the suspenders. It's the whole look. I mean, it's the whole picture. It's the complete package, as they say,
Dick,
in the business.
Dick is the voice of yo. He's kind of like Vince Scully. He's one of those announcers, and he announces the yo-yo tricks as they come up. But if I miss him, he says, oh, boy, the Yo-Yo Man, he's out of his groove. Come on. And so the Yo-Yo Man does not speak. That's his magic part. The Yo-Yo Man only speaks with his yo-yo.
But is it true that you can sink a putt with the yo-yo?
Well, I just played in a golf tournament a couple of weeks ago in Fort Pierce, Florida. Sam Snead, the Grand Champions, all the oldest guys, really great. And I got up and did about 15 minutes. And during that tournament of 2 days, I tried about 7 times, and it did not work.
It didn't work.
They had a 500 chance that the yo-yo's gone in twice, and each time it's gone in, huge crowds, like a hole-in-one. People go crazy when it really goes in the hole. But it's very difficult to get into the hole.
You know, you talk about the length of time that you're up on stage. And, you know, I guess the real sign of being entertained, Tom, is when it goes by so quickly. I mean, we sat there and watched you and my family and Judy's fiancé, and when it was all over, we said, we want more. It went by so fast because, I mean, you know, there are traditional bits, there are new bits, and you just never, ever grow old of that great comedy routine that you and your brother have absolutely perfected.
Well, you know something, Ron? I guess we are one of the last comedy teams, and in the early days, you know, from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s, comedy teams were common. And the only time you see a comedy team now is if it's fabricated for television.
Right.
So we're the last, kind of last working comedy team. We're kind of throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult. I guess why most people don't work in a comedy team. It's like it's like a marriage. You're working, it's very difficult. You got to be very attentive to each other's timing, and timing is our strength because it's our material's kind of, no one goes around copying us, you know, stealing our material except by saying, Mom always liked you best. It's probably the only quote that people quote us on.
You know, you talk about the fact that it's like a marriage. I think it's really stronger than a marriage because in a marriage, think about it, Tom, if you got in a fight in a marriage, there are ways to make up. In a comedy team, you don't use the same ways to make up, you know?
Well, as a matter of fact, Dick and I are so opposite, and he's such a great straight man. He's in the tradition of I always say a cross between Bud Abbott, who was just absolutely had no redeeming qualities. He just beat up on Lou Costello all the time, and a cross between Bud Abbott and Dean Martin, because he does laugh a little bit and he sings, but he's a great straight man.
See, but I think the thing too that you guys have more than any other of the comedy teams throughout American history is the fact that you have two edges to the sword. I mean, you're funny, and then when you go into something musical, and I'm a musician musician.
I really appreciate what you guys do musically.
If you did one entire set just comedy or one entire set just music, I mean, it would work either way.
It works either way. But I can't remember a whole song. And you know, I was talking about getting along with a brother. We are opposites, absolutely, in everything. His choice of friends and how he lives and our attitudes. He's a pragmatist. He likes things all put in nice order, and I'm kind of more emotional and loose. And my mother said one time, she said, if I put you both in a Cuisinart, I'd have one perfect son. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you guys are both flawed. We're working on it all the time, believe me. That we go through little sessions with a counselor we did last year just to make sure. Because it's hard work working with your brother, and especially when you're different. And that's why it's so easy for us on stage, because we don't have to fake different attitudes. Our attitudes are really what you see.
Now, Tom, I know for a while that you weren't working together, but do you, when you're on the road, and you've been on the road so much in the last few years, do you spend offstage hours with each other, or to keep it fresh, you just kind of go your separate ways? Because I know when you were at Tahoe, when we were there, I think Dickie flew in and you drove up or something.
Well, I drove up with my family.
Oh,
I brought
okay.
my little daughter and my son with me.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And I live in Sonoma at the Sonoma Valley, which is only about a 2.5-hour drive, 3-hour drive up there, so it was an easy drive. And Dickie lives down in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
that's
we
right.
don't hang out a lot together. We get plenty of each other on the road.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep it fresh, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I don't hang out with my wife that often. We try and keep it fresh. You know, we're just going to miss you because we're going to be in Vegas the middle part of the month. You're going to be in Las Vegas.
At the Orleans in Las Vegas. We're starting to work. We're working about 4 weeks a year now.
Do you really?
So it's kind of nice to get back into Vegas because Vegas has changed a lot, and they do mostly production shows
mm-hmm.
for the big rooms. And now the Orleans is the only room. They got the Righteous Brothers and Pointer Sisters, the Smothers Brothers, and they're booking like old Vegas now.
Branscombe Richmond is playing there now because I just happened to get something across my desk this morning about that. Who has a band? Do you know who Branscombe is? He played on the television show, syndicated television show, A Renegade.
Oh, yeah.
And American mm-hmm. Indian. And he's a nice guy, and he's playing there now. Tom, have you ever played in Branson?
Yes, I played for Jim Stafford. Went down and subbed for Jim Stafford for a week, and then we also played a couple of times at well down there, and that's a pretty hot little place.
It's a great little place, and we broadcast from there every year, and you know those audiences are so enthusiastic, Tom, that they got to be just a kick to play to because they're there to be entertained. They have a quest on their mind when they walk into that venue.
I didn't know if you noticed what a great piano player we have
working
with us. Michael Preddy, we call him the authorized piano player, and he's been with us about 17 years, and he is a humdinger. And it's like, for me being a comic, I get to look over my left shoulder at my brother when I get disapproval, and then I turn around over my right shoulder, there's a piano player giving me the evil eye. So I got, for a comic, that's magic to have two guys to be beat up by.
Now, when you on the road, is he the only musician other than Dick and yourself that go out there? And
we carry up the piano player, Michael Preddy, and Marty Tryon, our bass player, and a drummer.
Oh, do you really?
So we want the music to be real solid,
mm-hmm.
and although in the early days, the first 15 years, Dickie and I worked just our guitar and bass by ourselves, but it helps a lot, and Michael Preddy calls the lights, and our bass player is our audio man. He sits up and makes sure that everything's EQ'd and all the balances are right, so it takes a lot of pressure off Dickie and I, and we're enjoying performing now.
Tom, we're going to pause for a second. When we come back, can we talk about wine?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers. We had his brother Dick on the show, and we also wanted to have Tom on because we didn't want to slight him in no way, because you know what that means. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
What did it sound like? It sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you said naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say, naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignored it. I don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it.
I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. Took a lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it or did you not? I'm not sure.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
John W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Staying with us for another segment is 50% of one of the funniest and talented duos, Smothers Brothers, my buddy Tommy Smothers. Tom, when you're on the road, I mean, people got to recognize you right away. How do you handle that?
You know, the funny thing, Ron, is sometimes I'm on a plane and someone will come up or I'm in the airport and say, gosh, I love you guys. That's what great memories I have of the Smothers Brothers. Boy, and I said, what are you doing in town? I said, well, we're performing. He said, oh, with your brother? I said, well, yes, of course, with my brother. And one person said, I forgot your brother. What's your brother's name? And I said, Dick. And they said, no, I mean his last name.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. But they do get our names mixed up. Someone will see me and they'll call me Dick invariably. And if they see Dick by himself, they'll call him Tom.
Yeah.
If they see us together, they know which ones we are, the dumb one and the smart one.
The dumb one and the smart one. How did that come about? I mean, at one point, someone had to say, one of you got to be the dumb one and one of you got to be the smart one. Who made that
premeditated. Being the first child, I was firstborn, generally the first children have a lot more pressure put on by the parents. I mean, they really become, they're either kind of quirky and kind of weird, or they're really very high achievers. And I, as a young kid, I'm dyslexic, and I had trouble in school, and I became funny very early, and I embraced the kind of the stupid side or the slow thinking side, and became a character. And I'd study little kids, and I'd catch their nuances and stuff. But the character now is much more developed. It's I didn't stay like Jerry Lewis in one kind of form. I'm an older guy with a little child in me now.
Do you ever look at television today and think to yourself, you know, what was CBS all bent out of shape about back in the late 60s, early 70s? Because, you know, what's on TV today compared to what they were getting upset about, what you guys were doing? I mean, you're on the cutting edge, but it was really very minute as far as what's going on today. I mean, did you ever look at that and say, we were so far ahead of our time, why didn't they just leave us alone? And
there's a couple of thoughts there, Ron. And a lot of people said that you were ahead of your time, and I always say, no, we were on time. Because if we'd have been ahead of our time, we would never have been fired. And we don't, Dick and I have our family show. We've never worked dirty or using four-letter words because we didn't need to.
Do you ever watch the daytime soap operas? I mean, that's really some action that you would never believe would be on television.
Well, we never were involved in that stuff anyway. We were involved in criticizing the war in Vietnam,
yeah,
and voter registration and stuff. But what they get away with on cable, on different comedy shows, and saying, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. Tom, you and I chatted about this when we were together up in Tahoe, and that is, of course, your winery. And I was, of course, being highly criticized because I'm the guy that goes to these wine tasting deals and put ice in their wine.
You know, told me that.
Geez, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, and everybody gets mad at me. So I like it cold, you know. But you guys have really excelled in this area, haven't you?
This is our 20th year making wine. The Smothers Brothers wine is called Remick Ridge. Named after my grandfather, R-E-M-I-C-K. And my brother started the winery in 1977. And it was one of the first, the new wineries in Santa Cruz. And we moved it up to Sonoma Valley, and we started from scratch. We didn't buy a winery. We ripped the land, took some trees out. We planted it. We put up the drip system and built the dams and started right from scratch. And it's a 15 acres of Cabernet, 15 acres of Chardonnay, and a small 3.5 acres of Merlot, which I call Marcy's Vineyard, which is my wife's name. I named it after her, and of course my little girl Riley Rose. We're going to name one of the little vineyards the Riley Rose Vineyard, and Bo Thomas.
Geez, you know, that's outstanding. Now, when you do this, how long do you have to let these grapes really age?
Well, I
just drink the stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to make it.
Well, I'm not a winemaker. I'm a farmer.
Oh.
we have a winemaker, but the vines are always dormant during the winters that are real rainy up there in California, Northern California. Doesn't hurt the vines unless you lose the land.
Yeah.
But the vines are dormant. About 3 years after you plant them using drip system, you're getting a crop. By the fourth year, you're getting darn near a full crop, and by the sixth year, you're in full swing. And then you during harvest the grapes around October, September, October, depending on the weather, and around 22 to 24 bricks of sugar, which is approximately what you're supposed to have, and acid should be around 3-something, and then you crush them. And ours is all 100% unfiltered, unfined, and we only make about 2,000 cases, so it's not all around. It's very hard to find.
Yeah.
Put it in oak, French oak, and you let the red stay in there for sometimes 2 years.
You don't do that thing like Lucy did with that big vat where you just walk around and...
Well, I've done that with some friends' wines, that little boutique wineries who actually did the crushing with their feet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's neat. That really is. Tom, how's the golf game doing?
Well, my God, I tell you, when I was playing pretty good golf, I got down to about a 12 handicap and was playing pretty well. And then we had our little girl, and that this past year and a half, 2 years, both Marcy and I, who she loves golf too, have not had a chance to play. So my golf game is really in bad shape.
Well, I thought for sure that when you came down to Florida, you'd come over to Bay Hill, because I think you told me you had a friend up in Winter Park.
Yeah, I've played Bay Hill before.
Yeah. If you had a chance to be on stage, to be on the golf course, or be at the winery, what would you do?
Well, I have three favorite things. One thing that makes... First off, being with my family is number one importance, but very close to that, I think some of the best times of my life is being on stage. I love it. I hate the travel. I hate the rehearsals, getting up there and the sound checks. But on stage, everything clears, and I really enjoy that.
And you were explaining to me how Tahoe looked, you know, back, you know, several years ago, how much it changed. 40 years of doing it, and you still have the twinkling in your eye and the excitement and the enthusiasm of not disappointing any of the audiences and being up to par and having fun, and that's amazing to me.
Well, we enjoy it. We do a lot of improvisational. We can switch around. It's kind of like musicians, a jazz musician can do chord inversions. Dick and I'll switch lines, and we just look at each other. We know our timing is there. And we've decided, we just finished a five-year plan that we were going to wrap it up or take a look at it again to see if we're having fun. And if we're having fun and people are coming out to see us, we're going to continue doing it. So now we have a two-year plan. Then we're going to take another look at it. But the funny thing about comics, they just don't all of a sudden disappear. They work until their 90s.
That's right. Absolutely.
There's something great about it. Maybe Dickie and I will slow down and work a lot less because I want to spend time with the kids. But as long as there's people interested and we're having a good time on stage, we'll continue doing it.
Tom, don't retire, please. As a favor to all of us. As always, it is so nice talking with you, and we will see you in Melbourne.
Okay, Ron, it's nice talking to you again. Are you wearing a red coat tonight?
Yeah, I'll be wearing a red coat on Saturday night.
There's no way missing you.
Gold Captain Kangaroo joins the crowd.
Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Tommy.
Okay.
That's pretty funny. What Tommy is referring to is that every time I see him of late, I have a red jacket on, so he's always writing me about that. You know, we always hear all the great bits that the Smothers Brothers do, but they also are great singers, like this classic that they do during their show.
When the measles struck.
Ouch!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this extended Labor Day weekend. I want to thank you for joining us this first hour, and I hope you enjoyed our tribute to the great Bob Barker, a friend of mine for so many years, a real loss not only to the general public as a broadcaster, but as a great humanitarian. I also want to thank Julia Louise Dreyfus and Tommy Smothers. Next hour, singer Melissa Manchester will be joining us, comedian Tommy Dreesen, and also we're going to be talking about AmeriCorps and how to really get involved with volunteering and also some insurance issues that might be of benefit and knowledge to you. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.